Listen to The Answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
1-800 Yellow Pages is for those of us who've been stranded, who've had a flat tire, who've needed a locksmith, who've needed their horoscope at 5 in the morning, who've needed a dentist, or needed a pizza, and then maybe a gym after that for some reason. These buttons are for you. 1-800 Yellow Pages, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, free information, whatever the request may be.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Corvette lovers, earn entries today for your chance to win a brand new 2012 Corvette from Casino Queen. Every Friday night from 7 to 9, two winners will be selected every 30 minutes for key drawings. Grand prize drawing November 11th for a 2012 Corvette provided by Jack Schmidt Chevrolet. Put the pedal to the metal and start earning entries today for your brand new 2012 Corvette only at Casino Queen. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLE.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Reimagined. Redesigned. Ready to move you. Check out the all-new 2012 Garmin Nuvi Personal Navigators at Garmin.com. Garmin, follow the leader.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
French fried potatoes.
So you can't beat that. That's some good eating there. That's the steak and shakes. I like them because they're limp. And they're kind of like they're not really done, like they're doughy.
Oh, my goodness.
They're not real crisp. You think it'd be okay if I do the whole segment like this?
Sure.
I heard two no's and one sure. All right, then I'll do it.
No, I won't. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the October 24th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you today by First Community Credit Union. That's right, folks. You folks who are disgusted with your banks and their fees and all their other BS, come on over to where we bank, First Community Credit Union. We'll tell you how to find out more about them after this.
Hey!
Round of introductions. The control board operator. Ooh, nice Cardinal shirt.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. I like that. That's a sweatshirt. It's 80 degrees outside.
Well, yeah.
75. Good look, though. Wearing that shirt, our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, right now is a perfect time to consider a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicken.
I give you Tina Dalfiez. Tina, say hi to everybody.
Okay, I'm saying hi, but I also have to say happy birthday to Jacob. And Jacob's mom is my cousin, and she had Jacob 16 years ago. And while she was in labor, ready to push him out, she turned your show on to listen because she liked you that much.
This show induces labor. Helps deliver children to the world. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, Jacob, if it weren't for us, who knows?
Who knows?
You might still be struggling to get out. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. And I saw your picture on Facebook, on our Facebook page.
Uh-huh. Saving the country, buddy.
Oh, man.
That's right.
That is something.
Thank you. Hebe Jimenez in charge of security. I'm going to tell you something. Hebe was impressed with it.
Yeah.
He saw that M16 I'm holding, and he said, wow. You're one of us. That's right. Protecting the United States.
Somebody
of America.
Said your smile might have been a little creepy in that picture holding that gun.
Well, you are. You become creepy in that situation.
I bet, though, yeah.
It's facebook.com/AM in the PM. It's me in my army fatigues and with my M16. A picture taken by a fellow soldier down at Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Hey! What were you, a private, right? Private Pinion?
Well, of course I was a private. And then I was a specialist when I got out, but so is everybody when they get out. It's no big deal. But I was a pretty good shot, I'll tell you that. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is fine, yeah.
And I didn't know that. Really?
What?
Rad Boy, I didn't know he was in the Army, basic training.
Really?
Yeah, he was, he volunteered. Normally, a punishment is KP, kitchen police, but he volunteered as long as they would put him in charge of the what sandwiches?
Cheese,
grilled cheese sandwiches. Oh. That was his specialty, so if you make something that the officers like, you kind of become, you know, like teacher's pet, officer's pet. Good for you, man. I bet you make a killer grilled cheese sandwich. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpress and the All-Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Yeah. You know, that right now, that sounds really good to me.
Real cheese.
But we talked about this before. You can't burn the bread.
No.
Don't burn it.
Nice brown.
Just brown. Just
light brown, crisp.
So it's toasted. Oozing.
Yes. Lightly.
Yeah.
Lightly
easy
toasted. Easy. Don't say oozing in front of us. We're brought to you by First Community Credit Union, where we all bank, where this past Saturday morning, if you heard the yard sale with Paul Warner, I'm sure you did, a lot of you, well, that's brought to you by First Community Credit Union. What a year they're having. The last couple of years, I thought, well, this is kind of a peak, and this will all settle. No. People are getting, a lot of them, more and more disgusted with not all the banking industry, but many of the banks and what they're doing and their fees and other outrageous behavior, but they come on over to the safe haven that is First Community Credit Union, where the rates are competitive, whether you're borrowing money or saving money, where the people are nice and friendly, and you walk in and it's as if you're the owner of the place or something. Oh, wait, that's right, you are, because the customers, or members, as we're called, actually own First Community Credit Union. You want to know more? Of course you do. FirstCommunity.com would be a place to start. Or if you want to stop in and get a bag of fresh, I call it theater-type popcorn, because to me some of the best popcorn you ever get is in the good movie theater. This is as good. I don't know what their training procedure is at First Community for the popcorn poppers, but they're doing a good job training people. Great popcorn. Tell them it's on us. Say, I'm aiming the PM. I may not be a member here yet, but let me taste this popcorn and look around and get some literature, or just go online, or just talk to anybody there. We'd love to have you join us and have you do all your banking. And here's what won't hurt in your decision making, and that's the fact that you move your car loan over. They want to give you $100, and you're talking about a $5,000 minimum 2-year loan term. And you're talking, depending on your credit rating, rates as low as 1.99%. So give that some thought, will you? FirstCommunity.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
What's going on?
Well, I don't know what's going on. Good weather, and that's all we need.
I am, right now on my computer, I'm looking at a photograph of Private Frank O'Pinion from 1972.
That's right, buddy. That's 19... Actually, that was taken in 70... Yes, 72.
1972, and I can't help but notice the helmet you have on. They don't still wear those exact type of helmets now, do they?
What do you mean?
The helmet that you have on your...
You wore two helmets. You wore a helmet, you wore what was called a steel pot. The steel pot was the liner underneath the helmet.
They have newer-looking helmets nowadays.
I would imagine do. I mean, this is... let's face it, this was... I was 22, so this was 25 years ago.
Wow. But, I wasn't even born then.
Wow. Neither was I. But did somebody say, somebody said on there, was your hair still clear back then? Was it all the way gone yet?
I was 22? Almost completely bald at that point on top.
No kidding. Wow.
23, it was gone.
Yeah.
Well, it's worth checking out if nobody's seen it on the Facebook page.
Oh, somebody just brought a picture in. They think you kind of look like the guy from Full Metal Jacket. the guy that shot himself
Private
in the back. Yeah, Private
Pyle.
Who
brought that in? Was that Moser?
Was that Jose?
Jose? Yeah, thanks a lot, Jose. If you've ever seen Full Metal Jacket, the guy goes in the bathroom. He does kind of have the same expression.
Wow,
but, yeah, no, check it out. It's on our Facebook page. And I won't say any more because unless people are looking at it, they're
right.
going to ask you a question about the picture. But without looking at it, it wouldn't mean anything to other people. So we'll save that till everybody's had a chance to take a look.
Now everybody's going to drive home and have to look at the picture. Well, that evangelist, the guy that said he was going to predict the end of the world, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, he was right.
Harold
Camping. He was right again.
Wrong again when he predicted the end of the world on Friday. Even more embarrassing, he picked the Rams to win yesterday.
Oh, man.
He is nuts.
My good. Well, Saturday night in Texas during the World Series, an idiot Rangers fan decided to throw a ball onto the field during the game. Thankfully, the incident was handled, as you might imagine, in Texas. He was escorted out of the game and immediately executed.
I knew that was coming. That's the way they do it down there.
And former President George W. Bush threw out the first pitch at last night's game. Ball came in fast, and the ball sank fast and moved far to the left, just like his successor.
Political humor.
Well, yeah, so you got to be up political on that stuff humor. To understand.
Yeah, you have to understand the left and the
really
right.
Do.
You know,
I don't. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't get
yeah,
it.
That's,
I stumbled a little too.
That a little bit. That,
that's
yeah,
probably
that's
did
what
it.
I was hoping
yeah.
nobody noticed. Well, Libyan rebels captured and killed former leader Muammar Gaddafi last week.
What?
Bad news, I guess, for them. On the bright side, Saddam Hussein now is a tennis partner in hell. So that's good.
That's
and
good.
Finally,
that's very good.
Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon, maybe you saw this on Friday, they debuted their twins on an ABC special with Barbara Walters.
Who cares?
That's beautiful. That's what I should have been doing.
Yeah.
Mariah says her daughter's a diva, loud and demanding, and immediately Barbara asked if she wanted a job on The View.
No kidding.
And who cares? The Bill Clubham segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome. See you, bye.
There he goes. Nick Cannon. Nick Carey. Just call him that. Mr. Carey.
You don't like him much, do you?
I don't get his talent. I've seen him on that America's Got Talent. The guy's like a nothing host. He just doesn't, I don't know, he doesn't do it for me. Kansas City over the weekend and went something we never do. We went to a ballroom, a place called the Camelot Ballroom. It's kind of like the Casa Loma Ballroom. This was actually very interesting because it was mostly older people who you could tell were taking dancing lessons, because when a couple gets up and you watch them dance and you can see them counting one, three, two, one, two, three, together, and they're rehearsing their lessons. It was kind of fun, and they had a couple of singers, and the only reason we went there is the couple we were visiting, her sister was the singer, Tina. She was the Tina Delp. Yeah, she had a sequin dress, and they're doing their, and she came over to talk to us and said that they deliberately have to play songs of a certain tempo because of the lessons these people want to practice, their dance lessons, and some songs throw them completely off, so... That was kind of fun. And then coming back, driving back from Kansas City yesterday, now I had noticed this before, but I forgot that I had known this at one time. Boonville, Missouri. There's an exit for Boonville. There's no E after the N, and if you had asked me to spell Boonville, I would have said B-O-O-N-E-V. No, it's not. It's B-O-O-N-V-I, which just seems wrong to me.
Yes,
I think
does.
Of Daniel Boone, Pat Boone, you know, they're all B-O-O-N-E. But it's not. And that would be one of those trivia things you'd get stumped on or some quiz show, you'd lose because you'd spell it B-O-O-N-E. Nope. It's just B-O-O-N. Now, here's a scary deal. We've talked about this deer problem. And I've told you that the reason my 16th motorcycle was my last motorcycle, Since the age of 16, I've owned 16 different motorcycles, scooters, bikes, whatever. Don't have one now, primarily because of where I live and the deer problem, and I've destroyed 4 vehicles. My son's destroyed 2. My wife even noticed this coming back, because when I saw it, I said to her, I said, well, I thought I had seen all the horrible deer evidence you could see. Because you'll notice, even along the interstate, these blood splatters,
right.
And you go, oop, a deer got popped there. How about this? How about in a row, 1, 2, 3 down the interstate, 3 deer carcasses where either 1 car or 3 cars hit them as they, 3 of them crossed the street. That's what I saw yesterday. Three big old blobs of guts and blood, one after the other, and I just thought, man, oh man, can you imagine the wreck that could have caused when cars swerving three then hit other cars?
Oh yeah,
I tell you, this deer thing, yeah. This is a mess, and they've got to find a way. This is going to become the Asian carp of dry land if we're not careful. It's just a giant problem. An app for you. I just had Tina play one round of QORDY, QURDY. Download it. Knock yourself out. Drive yourself crazy trying to figure out words. It's very frustrating. And not as addicting as other games for me, because I know that I will never be that good at it. Now, I'm confused because I'm under the impression lately of the last few years that certain things are unacceptable and they're politically incorrect and you shouldn't do them. Like, I don't know, when you mention Italian or Italians, somehow equating that with the mob or gangsters. We're running a commercial on the station for an Italian restaurant. And there's 2 guys talking like, hey, what you did that one time with little Joey just before he got whacked or some kind of thing? And the guy, yeah, well, let's meet and let's talk. Where you want to meet? And they mention it, and I'm thinking, wait a second. Isn't this what we're not supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're doing, and it's an Italian restaurant, and they're associating the Italian thing with the mob. I'm confused. I continue to be confused. How are you supposed to know what to do anymore?
Yeah.
It's crazy, I think.
It is.
Got a call today at home from a lady. I remember, I think she said her name was Janet something, and she says, I'm calling to see if you'd be interested in professional lighting for the holidays. And I don't know what she was talking about at first. I said, I'm sorry, what? And I realized this is the first time we've ever had a solicitation call from a company that wanted to decorate our house. And I said, you know what? No. 25 years out here, we've never put a bulb outside, not in a window, a candle in the window, nothing. Not interested. But I think this is a very smart business to be in, with boomers getting older, and even more, boomers' parents who are 80. They're not going to get on these ladders and decorate. And maybe they want the, like we had when the kids were little. I think that's got to be a potentially huge business. And I say good for the people who are jumping on it and going after the Christmas.
Well, for bigger houses, too, people don't want to do it. Have a company just come up and
dial it all. First of all, it's dangerous. I mean, you get ladders, and it's usually cold when you do it, and your hands are cold.
That's the worst part.
Yeah, heck. If you got the money, let somebody else do it. I think that's pretty smart to be in that business. I'm telling you, I read this morning, this is a sad story. Did you read or hear about this guy in Joplin that...
That with no insurance?
Yeah, $2.5 million in medical expenses. And this is a guy who was hailed as a hero. If you don't know the story, when that tornado hit Joplin, Mark Lindquist is his name. He almost lost his life trying to save 3 developmentally disabled adults from that tornado. They all died, but he threw himself on top of them with a mattress over them, and they end up getting killed. It threw him almost a block. It broke every one of his ribs. It shattered his shoulder, knocked out almost all his teeth, and put him in a coma for 2 months.
And he was on the job. He was actually working at the time.
Yeah, and he had no insurance, but he was pretty sure that he'd get workman's comp.
Mm-hmm.
And no, they said, here's their exact quote.
I didn't understand it.
Based on the fact that there was no greater risk than the general public at the time you were involved in the Joplin tornado, your claim is denied. Well, that's true in a sense, but it's, in other words, what they're saying is your job is not to cover people with your body and put yourself in harm's way. That's not your job. Your job is to go to this facility and do whatever he did for these disabled, you know, mentally challenged adults. That was his job. His job wasn't to be a hero. That's what they're saying. You know, your job wasn't to go to this extreme and this length. And there are a lot of people who are very upset by this. And
so what about the guy? You know,
it's Accident Fund Insurance Company of America. That's the workman's comp provider. His employer is Community Support Services. Obviously, they pay. He's a low-paid guy, minimum wage guy. They go and they provide whatever services they provide for these people in these facilities to try to help them out. And they say that this guy's survival defies logic. I mean, they found him in this rubble, impaled by a piece of metal. Huge chunks of flesh are torn off this guy. Bones from his shoulder, as they picked him up, crumbled. They could hear them crumbling. They used a door as a makeshift stretcher. He's in a coma for 2 months. His injuries are so severe, his body was so swollen, he was unrecognizable. The only way they could identify him were the brown, unusual flecks of color in his eyes. He has hazel eyes with these colored flecks. They couldn't tell who the guy was. The doctors told his family, if he survives, he will probably be a vegetable. Best case, he'll be blind in one eye, a vegetable, never use his right arm, never speak again, never be able to think like a normal human being. Wrong. He's proven them wrong. He's got $2.5 million in bills. You know what? This is where we're all kind of messed up here. You know, we throw all this big money around for this or that. You get a guy like this, who, by the way, has presented all these awards as a hero by state representatives, and now the guy can't even pay his medical bills. I mean, this is... it's unbelievable. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
In the last week, I have had three people send me the same joke. Now, I don't remember ever telling the joke, but it's very similar to another joke we tell. So for the three of you who sent me this, I will do this joke for you. Because it is a great... I've enhanced it by making it a blonde joke. The one thing you folks left out, if you make her blonde, it's even better. So I've made her blonde. Her name, we'll call her Susie Smith. And the setting is a church, one of those Pentecostal, throw your hands in the air, praise the Lord, give a testimony churches. And the pastor wants to know if anybody in the congregation wants to come forward and praise the Lord for something miraculous that's happened in their life. And Susie Smith, the blonde, jumps up, walks up to the front of the church, and she says, praise the Lord. Everybody says, praise the Lord. And the pastor says, and what are you praising the Lord for, sister? And blonde Susie Smith says, well, 2 months ago, I'm here to tell you that my husband was involved in a terrible bicycle accident. And his scrotum was not only crushed, it was literally torn into two pieces. And the congregation, the men are squirming in their seats. She says, my husband, during this time that his scrotum was crushed and torn open and they were trying to make him whole again, he was unable to hold me, he couldn't hold the children, every move, every breath caused him pain, he could hardly even inhale or exhale. We prayed, doctors performed a very delicate operation, and in that operation they were able to take the pieces of his scrotum and staple his scrotum together with not just staples but wire. wire and staples to put that scrotum back together. And again, the crowd just, oh, and the men are squirming. Oh, and some of them are just bent over. They can't imagine the pain of staples and wires and a scrotum split open. Oh. And she says, and I just want to thank the Lord that my husband, Phil Smith, is now out of the hospital. And doctors say that in time, his scrotum will heal and be complete. And the pastor got up and said, what a story. Praise God! Praise the Lord! Everybody said, praise the Lord. Anybody else have anything? And a man very slowly stands up and walks forward. And he says, I am Phil Smith. I'm her husband. I'm Susie's husband. And I just want to say, honey, for the 1,000th time, the word is sternum.
This traffic report is sponsored by John Beale Roofing, and Tim Weiland has your Golden Oak Lending traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, this report's also brought to you by Constant Contact. Want a steady flow of customer traffic coming through your door? Constant Contact combines email marketing and social media to help you reach more customers in more places. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started. Well, I've just got a report of a stalled vehicle that's on the ramp from southbound Jefferson to westbound Highway 40. They've cleared that accident on eastbound 4064 after Hanley, but traffic is still slow from 170 through Big Bend. Also westbound 40, it's just a little bit heavy. West of Hampton through McCausland, you're going to find a little slowdown again from 270 to Mason. And then a little slow pocket here and there from Clarkson to Boone's Crossing. Eastbound 70 heavy from Grand to the Edward Jones Dome. And eastbound 270, that's still a little bit slow, Lindbergh through New Florissant. And this report's also brought to you by Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Shop Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, with five times the selection of ordinary jewelry stores. Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com. With from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 is your home for everything Mizzou, especially on Mizzou Mondays this fall. Tune in tonight from 6 to 9 for Mizzou Monday, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City with John Hadley. We'll recap the last game, preview the next game, and for everyone at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill, we'll have more fun off the air. Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill in South City. Brought to you by Four Roses Bourbon and the Big 550 KTRS.
Welcome, everyone. Okay, will anybody with a bad hip, knee, foot, or ankle please stand up?
Ow, it hurts to stand.
Oh, sorry. okay, anyone with hand, wrist, elbow, or shoulder pain, can you raise your hand?
No. Oh, I can't.
All right, how about folks with spine or back problems? Just walk this way.
Hold on, give me a sec. I'm slow.
Wow, you guys are really hurting. You know, you need to check out SSM Orthopedics. They can get you back to being you again. They have the area's leading board-certified orthopedic physicians. In fact, SSM Orthopedics does more knee replacements than anyone in St. Louis. No matter which part of your body hurts, they'll help you work toward living pain-free. Now, how does that make you feel? Thought so. Sign up for free seminars today at ssmhealth.com/orthopedics or call 1-866-SSM-DOCS.
Have you been trying to find the best and the hottest accessories for your truck? Are you tired of searching online, through catalogs and stores, and keep finding the same old stuff? Your hassles are over. Premier Truck Tops and Accessories in Florissant has a complete selection of tops, wheels, tires, DVDs, window tint, alarms, and GPS navigation. Are you looking for truck tops, Nerf bars, running boards, toolboxes, or bed liners? Premier Truck Tops and Accessories in the heart of Florissant has it. And is locally owned and operated. If you need to add a DVD player, some new wheels, or window tinting to personalize your truck, Premier Truck Tops and Accessories has it. You'll find the best quality, the hottest looks, and all the top brands like Jason, Luverne, Custom Wheels, UWS Boxes, and Lumar Tint. They're located in the heart of Florissant at Lindbergh and New Florissant behind U-Haul. The hottest looks, the best quality, and top brands. Premier Truck Tops and Accessories. 314-838-8899. That's 314-838-8899. Mention KTRS and get 50% off labor.
If your home is in danger of foreclosure, then it's crucial that you listen to the following message. St. Louis Home Retention Group is the only local company that specializes in loan modifications. What's a loan modification? It's a program that could enable your lender to cut the interest rate on your current loan all the way down to 2%. But it's a complicated process. Call the loan modification experts at St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. Here's Steve Scallerin, the president of St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Our company name says it all. At St. Louis Home Retention Group, we are a company looking to provide you the best chance for a secure future by getting you the lowest mortgage rate you qualify for, helping you put together a qualified loan modification package, or helping you reduce your monthly debt to a payment you are comfortable with.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com or call now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Don't give up hope. Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now.
How would you like to join other KTRS listeners? In Hawaii, you'll depart St. Louis March 2nd and spend 12 days in paradise, where the average daytime temperature is 73 degrees. In March, you'll sail aboard NCL's state-of-the-art Pride of America, a newer freestyle ship that's all casual, with no formal nights. You'll be dining when and where you want. You'll visit Kauai, Maui, and on the Big Island, the orchid capital of the world, Hilo, as well as the sleepy fishing village of Kona. Plus, you'll spend 4 nights in Waikiki Beach, with sightseeing included. Prices including airfare from St. Louis start at only $2,828. A terrific price for everything included. For your brochure, call YMT Vacations at 1-800-736-7300. Space is limited, so call today. 1-800-736-7300 to travel with other KTRS listeners departing March 2nd. Call 1-800-736-7300.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit EnergyForMissouriJobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job. Paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.
Mike Kelly here. Get to the all-new West County Nissan for 0% financing for 60 months on Altimas and Rogues. Lease a Rogue for $199, Altima for $189, or Sentra just $169 a month. Plus, get discounts up to $10,000 off. West County Nissan, now open 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin. Or go to westcountynissan.com. Special APRs in lieu of rebates. Includes all rebates and incentives. 39-month lease, TT&L not included. 12,000 miles per year. Pricing per month, $29.95 down and $19.95 down on Central.
Mr. Shannon, it's a real pleasure hanging out with a baseball legend like yourself.
Well, Eddie, Fast Eddie's Bon Air is no slouch when it comes to legendary bars. You serve the coldest beer in town with the cheapest and the best eats, like the Fast Eddie burger for just 99 cents and the peel and eat shrimp for only 29 cents.
Yeah, but that hardly compares to working and playing in professional baseball for over 50 years.
Well, Fast Eddie's also has that giant outdoor patio.
And it's home of the Alton Giant Patio.
So if you're 21 and you're in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air and Alton, Illinois, home of the giant outdoor patio.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Hear all the Missouri Tiger football action every week on KTRS, brought to you by Walter Knoll Florist. Walter Knoll Florist, your personal florist since 1883. Go to WKF.com. Proud sponsor of Missouri football.
Tiny bubble. In the
We have to have Mike go look at your picture on Facebook. Oh, he'd like to see that.
He needs to see that.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll tell him about that. The Mike we're speaking of course, is Mike. Is he back from Hawaii?
Yes, he is.
He's probably in a bad mood then if he's back from Hawaii. Mike Evans back in Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. How old is your kitchen or your bathroom? If it's 10, 12, 15 years old, it probably looks it. It's probably the most dated part of your house. You don't have to buy a new home to fix that. You just need to know this name, Thompson Price, and this website, ThompsonPrice.com. Give it up. Back fresh from Hawaii, I'm guessing tanned and probably a little sore, the surfer's sore. Mike Evans, everybody. Listen, if you want to know why our country was so safe from all enemies in 1972, then you need to go to our Facebook page and see me in uniform holding my M16. That's right. That's right, buddy. It's all there.
It's impressive.
It's right there.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
You liked our Facebook page, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah.
All right.
Very nice.
It's right on there. It's right on the front page of our Facebook.
I have been offline, but I am going back online in just a minute. As soon as I get up and running, I want to get it. I want to take a look at it. I will give my review on the air live.
Well, I don't know if it's true or not, but I was told that at one time, this is sensitive classified information, that a country was seriously considering invading us, and that picture of me got out with that M16, and it shut the whole thing down.
That's what somebody said. No wonder Nixon pulled out of Vietnam.
That's why, hard to believe.
That is why Nixon pulled out.
They couldn't attack because they were laughing so hard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I got an idea. Why don't you both shut up?
Oh. Yeah, tell him, Franco. Yeah. You don't have to take that crap from him.
You go look at that picture and see who it is you're messing with. Yeah.
Hi, Dan.
No.
Hi, Dan.
No. What's going on? When'd you get back?
Anyway.
When'd you get back?
Saturday night.
Sad leaving, I bet.
You know what? It was a, you know, it was a, it was a great trip. I mean, I was in the water every day. I played golf every day. I drank a lot of wine every day.
That sounds rough.
I ate a lot of Free Roy's food every day.
Sounds rough.
Went to Diamond Head Grill, had a lot of ahi, grilled ahi. It was a very nice trip.
I think everybody can relate to what you just told.
Oh, sure. Especially the ahi.
Oh, yeah.
You know, what? People don't go to Hawaii every few months? Come on now.
Every few months? How about every few weeks?
People go home.
About once in a lifetime.
People go home to their home. Visit.
The homeland.
I'm just the same kind of guy. My home just happens to be Kaimuki, Hawaii.
And that's the way we have to look at it.
Kaimuki, Hawaii.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question. According to publicists, name the name of the starlet. It's a little boring. Doesn't get jokes. Never tells jokes.
Tina Delpies.
Sort of a stick in the mud.
Oh. A stick in the mud.
Julia Roberts?
No.
Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
Angelina Jolie. Zipper Zapper.
wait a minute. How did he get in there?
That's the wrong thing.
No, that's a different story.
That's a different list.
Okay. Dr. Conrad Murray's defense goes full throttle this week. They have to really knock down three big issues. Number one, how could Dr. Conrad Murray use propofol in Michael's house when propofol is restricted to hospital use only? Number two. And because he was using propofol, why didn't Dr. Conrad Murray have emergency equipment available at the house in case needed? Number three. Why did Dr. Conrad Murray leave the room when Michael was under the influence of propofol and subject to some kind of an emergency?
Hey, I drove back from Kansas City this week, and I have satellite radio, and I listened to, they replay the best parts of the testimony from the previous week. And I listened to a couple of these doctors. I got to tell you something. This guy's going to do some time because it's unbelievable. First of all, when other doctors get up and nail you, that's very...
Well, remember now, the defense is just starting their case. You still got to hear the defense side.
Well, I'll hear the defense side, but when they get up and say, this guy kept no records of his treatment of Michael Jackson, and when you're using stuff like this and there are no records to go back, that's really weird.
Now, with all that said, however...
And there's always a however in life.
My inside source tells me that at the end of this trial... the defense will admit that their client, Dr. Conrad Murray, is guilty of reckless behavior, but not of criminal behavior. That's what they'll say. He's guilty of reckless behavior.
I would agree with that.
But you can't send him to prison.
I'd agree with that.
because it wasn't criminal. It was just bad choice of a doctor.
Okay, we'll see.
There you go. TV news, Paris Hilton is pitching a sitcom where she plays a goofy nurse.
Oh, my goodness.
I hear it's actually pretty funny.
Well, it can't be because she'd have to actually be goofy and ditzy. Oh, wait a second.
Oh, exactly. Oh, wait, she wouldn't have to ask.
While I was in Hawaii, I had my paper saved. And, of course, I used to work for the New York Post. I love the New York Post, their headlines, their front page stories. And on Thursday, I opened it up. I have to share it with you. Thursday's New York Post, the whole front page, the whole page is a big picture of Omar Gaddafi with a hole in his head from a bullet, his eyes gaped open, blood all over his face. And up in the right-hand corner is a picture of the man that killed Omar Gaddafi holding a gold gun, a gold-colored gun, wearing a New York baseball cap. The headline screamed, "Yankee fan kills Gaddafi." And right below that it says, "And has more hits in October than A-Rod."
Oh.
You gotta love the New York Post. I mean, their headlines on their front pages are just absolutely hilarious.
You'll be mad at me at first, but then you'll thank me later for keeping you from getting deluged with emails. But his name is Momar.
Yeah,
it's Momar.
I heard Mike say Momar with the silent M.
Anyway.
No.
Moron.
No.
Oh. Shut up, Dan.
Oh, man, Moron Gaddafi.
It's Oron.
Movie news: River Phoenix died of an overdose of drugs. Can you believe it? It's been 18 years ago.
Wow,
I didn't hear about that.
Outside the Viper Room in Hollywood. Now there's a movie planned on River Phoenix life with the blessings of River Phoenix brother Joaquin Phoenix and the owner of the Viper Room, one of the people that found the body, Johnny Depp.
Wow.
How about that? Leftover from Hawaii, I was playing the Hickam Air Force Base golf course, and as we were driving to the golf course on base, saw this really just killer little Gulfstream 5 jet, what looked like a little mini Air Force One. Along the side of the plane it said, United States of America. Turns out that President Obama will attend APEC, the Asian Pacific Economic Conference, in about 10 days in Hawaii, and so he didn't look like he was wasting a lot of fuel flying that 747 Air Force One from Oahu, 26 miles, to Molokai, 26 miles, to Maui, 34 miles, to Big Island. Instead of flying that 747, he's going to fly that little jet, that little Gulfstream.
For how many miles?
26, 27, and 34.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm thinking, how much fuel did it cost to fly that little Gulfstream jet from Washington, D.C. to Honolulu?
Wow, I don't know, but...
So then that becomes Air Force One when he's on it, right?
It does become Air Force One.
30 seconds, Mr. Evans.
Hey, don't blame me because you call me late. I will come through this phone. Anyway!
No.
What's the website? I can see your picture.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Oh, I got to typing.
AM and the PM?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that in. Finally, it says this page is not found.
Well,
just go to Facebook and type in Frank and opinion in the large.
Yeah. You'll find it. You'll figure it out. You've been to No.
So who is the she's just sort of a deadbeat as far as doesn't have a sense of humor, doesn't tell jokes, doesn't try to explain jokes. She's just sort of boring. Is it Julia Roberts? Is it Scarlett Johansson or Angelina Jolie? I'm trying to get this in.
Tina.
I'm going with Scarlett.
Angelina.
Scarlett.
Angelina.
The answer is, I just pulled it up, Frank Opinion, there it is.
Mm-hmm. protecting the United States of America.
That's very sad.
Sad? What's sad about
it? It's not sad.
I'm 23 years old, in uniform, with my rifle. What's sad about
it? You know what?
Protecting the United States.
You're a manly man. If I was homosexual, I hit on you.
Oh.
Well, thank goodness you're not.
Thank you. The answer is Julia Roberts, Mike Evans.
Told you. We have to break real quick. He took all our time. He way over time. We'll be right back.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Things are thinning out around town. You do have an accident, though, westbound 44 after Laclede Station. You've got the left lane blocked, and traffic is backed up approaching Shrewsbury. Downtown looks good. Southbound 270, still a little heavy now from the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And this report's brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. You probably have a serious smartphone. Why not use it to call Safe Auto for immediate state minimum coverage? You can pay with a credit card. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO, state minimum coverage, maximum savings. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
At Granite Busters, business is booming. Why? Because they realize that in tough times, customers demand the lowest price. And nobody beats a Granite Busters quote. Nobody. And if that's not enough, add in expert installation. Superior Stone, custom cut to your specifications, and the fastest turnaround time in town. Plus, Granite Busters guarantees their installations for life. It's the unbeatable combination. Don't accept the bid until you get the ultimate quote. Granite Busters at 636-282-3900. That's 636-282-3900. Check out their huge showroom at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard or view online at granitebusterssTL.com.
If you're in the market for kitchen countertops, a vanity, sinks, cabinets, or even a new fireplace, then you're absolutely nuts if you don't get a quote from Granite Busters. 636-282-3900.
Some prefer cremation, and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Welcome to the Regulation Rodeo, where Missourians try and hang on to their jobs.
The last thing we need is EPA regulation that would slam Missouri families and businesses with higher energy costs, bucking even more of us from good-paying jobs. The U.S. House of Representatives has done its part. Now it's time for President Obama to tell his EPA to hold their horses. Visit energyformissourijobs.org to learn what you can do to protect your job, paid for by Energy for Missouri Jobs.